It's Wayne Mauser, local news.
Good morning, I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. A competency examination has been ordered for a 26-year-old Lincoln County man who allegedly made bomb threats for sites in Fond du Lac last November. The competency evaluation was ordered during a hearing in Fond du Lac County Court for Nicholas Wolf this week. The Tomahawk man appeared via video from the Lincoln County Jail. Last November 21st, Fond du Lac police investigated three bomb threats in the city. Threats were made simultaneously to the Fond du Lac County Health Care Center and the Fond du Lac High School. Following a thorough evaluation, it was determined that the threats weren't credible. No explosive devices were located. Another threat was received later in the day for a Quick Trip store. No explosive devices were found at that location either. Two more threats were made later that month. A status hearing in the case is scheduled for August 28th. A fire started on the 500 block of West 5th Avenue at Players Pizza and Pub in Oshkosh Wednesday night. Crews worked late to contain the fire. Players Pizza and Pub posted an update on Facebook late Wednesday night saying everyone was able to make it out of the building and no one was injured. The cause is being investigated. Firefighters in Appleton responded to a structure fire in the 2600 block of North Bennett Street Tuesday afternoon. The initial call reported smoke coming out of multiple windows. Crews found the home filled with smoke. They were able to bring the fire under control within 10 minutes. No injuries were reported, and two cats were safely removed. Another cat took refuge in a crawl space but was unharmed. A cause is being determined. Damage to the building and contents are estimated to be $70,000. The Appleton Fire Department was assisted by the Appleton Police Department and Grand Chute Fire Department. Beaver Dam police have identified and interviewed three people in connection with over 30 vehicles that were egged Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. The three are cooperating with the investigation and will be issued numerous citations. Beaver Dam police are urging residents to report if their vehicle was egged. They're also looking for anyone that may have witnessed the crime or has video that may be helpful to the investigation. Fond du Lac County Clerk Lisa Freiberg says 31% of voters cast their ballots in the county during Tuesday's primary election race. Freiberg says 59,618 people are registered to vote in the county and 18,728 participated in voting. In Washera County, where there was a Republican Party race for sheriff, the turnout was a little better. Of the 19,026 registered voters, 7,888 or 41% of eligible voters cast their ballots. Zach Gunderson won the Republican primary for sheriff and will face Democrat Nina Monticelli, a registered write-in candidate, in November. Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop said he recently fielded some complaints about Waupun's biggest contributor to the city's tax base, United Co-op. Bob Nelson has the story.
In particular, some residents don't care for the smell associated with the roasting of soybeans at the plant. He says some don't like the smell. Others think it smells a little like popcorn and are okay with it. And then there are those who realize the economic impact of having the plant in the city.
There's a give and take in everything, and it's the smell of money. It's the largest tax contributing taxpayer in the community. It's basically paying for the Shaler Drive extension.
He says the TIF district created for United Co-op is largely paying for Shaler Drive to be finished. Bishop points out that with the extension, they're seeing new housing development, including apartment complexes, with one in particular planned for 49 single-family units. I'm Pop Nelson for Civic Media News.
It was a razor-slim margin that separated County Executive David Crowley and Francesca Hong. About 3,800 votes statewide, or a half percentage point, on Tuesday. The win came as a surprise to political analysts after Hong led in the polls for much of her campaign, including a Marquette Law School poll survey released on July 29th. Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin said one of the biggest factors in Hong's defeat was the amount of undecided voters who went for Crowley. That number was at 34%, just 2.5 weeks out from the primary. The city of Berlin is taking applications for an at-large alderperson seat. Samantha Staube's resignation from the Common Council takes effect today. Qualified residents of the city that would like to apply must submit an application and resume to the city administrator no later than 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday, September 1st. They can be dropped off at the city clerk's office or sent to P.O. Box 272, Berlin, 54923. Application forms are available on the city's website or can be picked up at City Hall. The Common Council will hold the nomination meeting at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, September 8th in the Council Chambers of City Hall. Applicants will be interviewed and the Common Council may vote to appoint the new alderperson. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. The pack is back, and so are Green and Gold Fridays, your chance to gear up in team colors to unlock special deals and freebies. The NFL preseason starts this week, and the Packers are calling on fans everywhere to revive the tradition of Green and Gold Friday, a chance for the community to rally behind the team as they prepare for the upcoming season. The Packers kick off their preseason against the Steelers Thursday night, but you can still sport your favorite Packers apparel to work or school on Friday to show your pride and score special discounts. Local partners like Qdoba and Citgo are stepping up with prizes and deals for anyone decked out in team gear. Plus, you might even see your photo on the big screen at Lambeau Field. Share your best fan look on social media using the hashtag GGFriday for a chance to be featured on the team website and on the Tundra Vision video boards during home games throughout the year. It's not too early to be thinking about deer hunting. As Civic Media's James Kelly tells us, hunters with disabilities should know about an upcoming deadline.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging hunters with disabilities to confirm their sponsor arrangements before the 2026 gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities. According to a press release, the hunt will take place from October 3rd to October 11th. DNR officials say there are nearly 70,000 acres of sponsored land across the state, so hunters with disabilities should confirm their plans with their hunt sponsor by September 15th. Eligible hunters can sign up to use one sponsored property each year, and they must have a gun deer license. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
The DNR says more than 400 hunters take to the woods each year in Wisconsin through the DNR's Hunters with Disabilities program. The man shot and killed by Madison police last month will be laid to rest tomorrow. A funeral for Corey Ruiz will be held in Madison. Ben Crump Law announced the service for Ruiz, who was killed on July 22nd, will take place at Fountain of Life Church. Reverend Al Sharpton is scheduled to give the eulogy, while Ben Crump will deliver the call to justice. Ruiz was shot near Williamson and Baldwin Streets after officers were called on reports of an alleged burglary attempt, and Ruiz fled on a bicycle. The encounter led to protests in Madison for weeks. A woman and her adult son were arrested in Eau Claire this week after an overnight standoff with police. According to reports, 57-year-old Carrie Nittman and 33-year-old Zane Nittman threatened a young boy who rode past their home on an e-bike and sicked a dog on the child. Police responded to the scene and engaged in a standoff with the two that ended when they reportedly tried to sneak out of the back of the home and drive away. Police disabled the vehicle and arrested them. The owner of a Madison Airbnb that had hidden cameras inside has been found guilty of all charges filed against him. Patrick Sias pleaded no contest to 8 counts of invasion of privacy. He's scheduled to be sentenced on September 28th. Sias faces up to 3 years and 6 months in jail for each charge. A fifth-grade teacher in Kaukauna has been arrested after being accused of having sexually explicit chats with a minor. Police say Ty Maki, a teacher from Riverview Middle School, was chatting with a suspected victim online through an app. He was arrested Monday after detectives executed search warrants. The Kaukauna Area School District issued a statement saying Maki is on administrative leave. The investigation is ongoing. The owner of Tyrol Basin Ski Hill in Madison has pleaded no contest to disorderly conduct. This comes after Nathaniel McGree was accused of attacking a 17-year-old boy last year and was arrested in February of 2026. Online court records show he was found guilty of disorderly conduct and a misdemeanor charge of battery was dismissed. McGree will have to pay off any fees related to the case. Josie Dykeman was sentenced in La Crosse County Court last week to 27 years in prison and 15 years of extended supervision for the 2023 death of her boyfriend's 6-year-old son, Alexavier A.J. Pedrin. Dykeman's convictions include reckless homicide, chronic neglect of a child, and physical abuse of a child. The convictions followed a 2.5-week trial, with prosecutors saying Dykeman was responsible for A.J.'s death. Dykeman's defense argued A.J.'s father bore greater responsibility for his death and had abused her. Dykeman cannot act as a child caretaker while under supervision and needs approval before contacting her other children. A former Thiensville police officer is facing a fine for the mistreatment of animals earlier this year. Richard McCormick resigned from the department after shooting two dogs in April, leaving one dead. This week, the district attorney decided against a criminal charge and issued a civil forfeiture instead, meaning McCormick could be fined up to $500. He's scheduled to be in court in October. The shooting wasn't reported until June by the Journal Sentinel when three women found the wounded dog and took care of him. The National Labor Relations Board certified a landslide June 11, 2026 vote by nearly 900 registered nurses at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison to unionize with SEIU Wisconsin. Hospital owner SSM Health subsequently appealed the certification to the full board, prolonging a dispute over voter eligibility and election fairness. The board dismissed the healthcare provider's objections, but SSM Health says the regional board did not fully investigate concerns about the election process and is exercising its right to appeal under federal labor law. Spokesperson Lisa Adams says the health system respects employees' right to choose union representation, but wants a full review of the election process. The union election is the largest private sector union vote in recent Wisconsin history, with nearly 900 nurses joining. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers begin a four-game series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. The crew's West Coast trip off to a rough start, losing 4-3 in 11 innings yesterday in San Diego. The Padres sweeping the Brewers in that series. NFL, it's the Packers and Steelers on Thursday Night Football. Former Packers head coach Mike McCarthy now running the Steelers. Will this be a memorable night?
Definitely. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, our history there is always long and you know the success we had there, and so you know you get to spots like this, you know, the personal relationships are, you know, it's the people you think about, you know, obviously having personal and, you know, a professional connection to Green Bay is, you know, that's part of my life, but I'm more worried about our pre-snap penalties right now, to be honest with you.
That's Steelers head coach Mike McCarthy from Pittsburgh with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely today. Our high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, some scattered showers overnight. Our low dropping into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Local interviews, podcasts, and more are always fresh and always on file at thebug.fm.